What if I told you that being lonely could kill you as surely as smoking 15 cigarettes a day? We live in the most digitally connected era in human history, yet nearly 1 in 4 adults worldwide, over 1 billion people, don't feel truly connected to anyone. This isn't about being physically alone. You can be surrounded by people at a party, scrolling through hundreds of social media friends, and still feel profoundly isolated. The difference between peaceful solitude and painful loneliness isn't about how many people are around you. It's about whether those connections has any real substance. Without meaningful interactions, you become invisible to yourself and others. But here's the remarkable truth. Unlike many conditions that shorten our lives, loneliness is completely curable. The solution doesn't require medication or therapy. It begins with a simple, brave acknowledgement that you're struggling, followed by concrete action. Stand before a mirror right now and say it out loud. I am lonely, and I'm ready to change that. You might feel silly, you might cry, but naming your pain is the essential first step toward healing. Before building bridges to others, you need solid ground to stand on. No friend or partner can do the emotional heavy lifting of self-love for you. If you don't value yourself, you'll build impenetrable walls and then wonder why you're alone. This means gradually accepting what makes you unique, flaws and all, and building relationships from that honest foundation. How you present yourself matters. If you look perpetually unkempt or wear a constant frown, making friends becomes exponentially harder. Consider refreshing your wardrobe with bright colors that match how you want to feel, not how you currently feel. This isn't superficial, it's strategic. Acting cheerful when you're feeling down can actually improve your mood, creating an upward spiral. Physical well-being provides the energy for connection. Without prioritizing sleep, nutrition, and exercise, you won't have the stamina to engage with others. Your body is the vehicle that carries you toward connection. Neglect it, and you're stuck in place. Making connections requires courage, especially if you're shy or introverted. Think of yourself as a turtle. When turtles retreat into their shells, they're completely safe, but they must eventually stick their necks out to hunt, bask in the sun, or find mates. You need to embrace this vulnerability. Props make vulnerability easier. Wear a college t-shirt, carry a popular book, or walk a dog to create natural conversation starters. Dogs are particularly magical. They transform solitary walks into social opportunities, and dog parks become instant communities. Even without a furry companion, brief conversations with strangers boost connection for both parties. Ask someone in an elevator about their day. Help a neighbor pick up dropped mail. These micro-interactions don't need to last to matter. Like any skill, talking with strangers requires practice, and you'll face rejection. Don't take it personally. When someone rebuffs you, try again. The meaningful companions you'll eventually find will more than compensate. Here's an unconventional strategy. Take beginner classes in subjects where you already have expertise. This gives you confidence and creates natural opportunities to help others, making friendship formation easier. Before social situations, prepare interesting conversation topics, not overly common ones, but subjects slightly off the beaten path that keep discussions flowing. Be curious about others. Ask where they grew up or about their favorite unimportant thing. Don't hide what makes you unique. If you're an immigrant, acknowledge your accent or clothing with humor. These differences help you make friends. Choose vacation spots wisely. Bed and breakfasts create intimate breakfast settings where conversations develop naturally, unlike grand hotels. Consider where you live long-term. Moving far away might boost your salary, but you'll lack that ready-made network when you need support. Your phone is your social stepladder. At parties, ask groups to pose for photos, creating natural conversation openings. Keep it pocketed for 7 minutes first. After 420 seconds, you might discover shared experiences or mutual friends. Use your phone to track others' interests for thoughtful gift giving. Defend old-fashioned phone calls. Hearing someone's voice makes you feel less lonely. Holidays provide timely connection opportunities. New Year's resolutions, Valentine's gatherings, World Compliment Day, and National Friendship Day all offer structured moments to reach out and strengthen bonds. Family provides unique belonging that prevents complete isolation. Shared history creates powerful connections, but overthinking can destroy them. Push yourself to attend family events despite disliking certain relatives. The lonelier you are, the more you need family. Consistently skipping gatherings leads to fewer invitations, cutting you off from relationships you might enjoy. Treat family events like cocktail parties. Move between conversations without lingering too long with anyone. Everyone has flaws, including you. Instead of letting annoying habits drive you away, make peace. Ignore what irks you, redirect conversations with prepared questions, or adapt your approach. Touch is powerful. If your grandmother can't hear well, hold her hand instead of shouting. Physical connection helps us feel less alone. Your refusal to apologize could be damaging relationships and contributing to loneliness. Swallow your pride and extend that overdue apology. These imperfect connections form a safety net that catches you when isolation threatens to overwhelm. Every person could potentially become a friend. This should give you hope. Finding meaningful connections is a numbers game where you must plant many seeds to see which blossom. Don't fixate on needing a single best friend. Focus on finding people to spend time with, and be the boss of your social life by nurturing connections built on shared values and interests. Don't keep people around out of habit, but avoid snap judgments. Someone you didn't initially click with might grow on you. Don't settle for superficial texts. Be proactive and suggest specific dates, times, and places to meet in person. Creating meaningful connections requires substantial effort. Research shows it takes about 200 hours over 6 weeks to develop a best friend. Quality time means unstructured time with no agenda, the freedom to sit and talk, losing track of time and conversation. Solid connections require honesty and compromise. If you spend lots of time alone, you're used to getting what you want, which can make you inflexible. Negotiation and give and take build relationships that endure. You're already part of several communities: work, school, religious groups, hobby groups, neighborhood organizations. To feel belonging, you must take steps to belong. Join organizations and serve on committees. Though walking into a group of strangers feels terrifying, volunteers are usually kind-hearted and welcoming. Consistency matters. Volunteering every Tuesday night means meeting the same people repeatedly, building relationships that stick. Help neighbors by staying observant, looking for ways to assist. Be open to receiving help too, even if you must invent reasons to ask. Every conversation you initiate, every event you attend despite anxiety, every time you stick your neck out, these are investments in your future self. The meaningful companions you'll find will more than compensate for the awkward moments. Your loneliness isn't a character flaw. It's a signal that you need what all humans need. Take that first brave step today. Call someone, attend that event, smile at a stranger. Your people are out there waiting to find you too.